If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
With your esteemed hosts, Jim Vicious!
Pro wrestling has a deep and rich history of pedophilia, and we want to keep that going.
And Tyler Fudge!
Still not fucking the shoe? Looking around like I don't know how I got here. I'm fucking shoe.
Suplex! City! Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 268 of Suplex City Limits, recorded May 30th, 2020. I say fuck authority. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
Silent majority, Tyler Fudge.
There you go. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation if you like the show. Consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on Patreon, become a producer, get yourself a shout out.
Ooh.
Six-star podcast. Like bad motherfuckers. He's not balding, Chris Spalding, Evil Evan, C Money, The Miz Cast, The Roach Killer, Chris Savage, LPH, LaShawn Patrick Hamilton, Scary Terry Ansel, Caleb, you should see the size of his Orkin Field, Morgan Field, B-Rad Brad, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla Martin Corns, Mike the Miz Guy Norris, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast, check them out if our podcasts are found, cover a lot of shit we don't, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Rice and Roni Jabroni Tyloni, and Jumpin' Jeremy Fultz.
Woo.
This week on the show, we can take a look back at the Wednesday Night Wrestling. We've got news, top three. I don't know. We'll see what we get into.
We'll see.
So, we've waked, we've baked. It's time to fucking get into this.
I'm still baking.
Yeah, so am I. And I hope that you are too. So, we've been talking recently about how we lost some of sponsors. So do we have a new sponsor? We've been contacted. We were contacted by a company and they said, you know, we've heard about your show. We've heard your show. And we think that, you know, we should work together. We think that your audience is a good, you know, candidate for our advertising. So this week, the SCL Top 3 brought to you by our new sponsor.
Are you a dad looking for love? Ha, me too. I'm also the former owner / admin for my website, www.dadsforreal.geocities.com, until they shut the shit down. But if you're in search of love like me, you should come on over to my Instagram. Maybe we could find love together. My Instagram is at dads, the number 4, real. That's at dads for real. Also, Ashley, if you're listening, please come home, baby girl. I miss you. There's a reward out for you. I will never, ever stop looking. Come home, Ashley. Thank you. I'll see you on my Instagram at dads, the number 4, real.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week.
I just want to let everybody know we are working on getting that SCL promo code for Dad's for Real. It gives you 2 free weeks off, and you're guaranteed to get laid within those 2 free weeks. So there you go.
we were just talking about before the show. I don't know if somebody had like told him or sent him a clip of like, hey, these guys put you over, or if he saw an episode pic we had of Sex Ferguson or what, but much love.
Much,
to the big
love.
Fucking Doc.
He's a beautiful big man. And like I say every time we talk about Doc Gallows, if you have not seen the Wrestling Road Diaries with Doc Gallows, you are losing your mind. I think Jim just got a text message because I heard a, hey, yo.
How fucking funny is that? I forgot to mute my phone. Do you really like wrestling, though, Jim? Yeah, maybe.
Fucking hell, man.
What if I get a phone call in here?
What a fucking... At least you don't use the NWO B Squad theme. Fucking, I hate that song. That song, man, so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that I have a woman locked down, because you're never going to get pussy if your phone rings, you're with some chick, and it's like, new world order.
Too sweet.
This makes pussies dry up.
But you know what, though? I wouldn't say most girls that I encounter around here would even know what that is. They just think you're some conspiracy theorist nut. It's like that guy that girl that's seen NWO shirts at Walmart. And she was saying Walmart was headlining the One World Order or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah, they're behind fucking QAnon or something.
I was like, Jesus Christ, guys, it's a wrestling t-shirt. Calm down.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, top three.
Moving into the top three. It was a slow week. I watched two wrestling shows. That's it. Two of what? The three?
I watched one and a half. No, wait, two. Two. Oh. Are we counting Double or Nothing?
We already talked about it.
I know, but does that count in the last week? Because it wasn't in the last week.
Well, I'm just kind of saying, I watched NXT, I watched AEW.
Okay, I watched part of NXT and I watched AEW. I didn't feel the need to watch Shotzi Blackheart and Raquel Diaz or whatever the fuck her name is.
But dude, she drives a tank, bro. Have you seen her wearing
a tank? I don't give a fuck. She also sells pictures of her shit. I don't care.
Used to, dude. Used to.
Sorry. Reformed allegedly. Shit seller. Sorry.
Reformed shit seller. The only memorable things from that chick's entire fucking career is her almost killing herself. This week included. Or was that last week? She almost killed herself.
That was this week. That was this week. And for all you guys out there saying that she wasn't caught. No. She overshot. She overshot.
She's just... The only things I remember her for is that now, this new botch, the one where she dove headfirst into chairs.
Yep.
And like her driving a tank around.
Yep. That's about it. I remember a couple years ago for Steel Chair Magazine, I did a report on Hood Slam, and she was a part of Hood Slam. And that's the only thing that I seen her from before that.
Who's that shit for, you know? You do stuff like, you write those, right? Or even on podcasts, it's like, oh, we watch this wrestling show. Like, no fucking buddy watches that shit. Or when we did Lucha Underground, you know? Like, nobody watched Lucha Underground, much less Hood Slam.
Yeah.
Who are you telling that to? Who gives a fuck?
I know. But, no, mind you, there was some very interesting things in Hood Slam. Like, that's a great party environment wrestling show. Like, if I was in L.A., and I wanted a night to get good and drunk and get really entertained, I go to a fucking Hood Slam show, because they have just all these characters, like the Stoner Brothers. There's the Steiners, but they smoke weed to the ring and shit. Then there's also Ken and Rio. There's Coke Bunny, or something. He's the Easter Bunny, but he's on Coke. So it's just like coked out. But there's so many great things there.
And, bro, if the end taker isn't working at a promotion called Hood Slam, they're really fucking up, dude.
Yeah. The guy that did all like the in-game motion capture for like WWE 2K19 for like the story mode and stuff, he's the guy that DJs the Hood Slam show. Like, the commentary is over the loudspeakers. He's the same guy that plays the music and stuff. He's the host of the show.
And, I fucking hate that idea, commentary over speakers.
I don't mind it in an environment like that, but like if you're a big show, it's stupid.
Anyway, We still didn't get to the top three.
That's true. Top three. Fuck me. Come on, Jim.
I was like, let's bang this bitch out so I can take a nap and get back to my new gaming addiction. And here we are, just immediately just in the mud.
Yeah. just in meandering. Just meandering about for 10 minutes.
The shit I have today is called Nirvana.
Oh, is it? Mine is called Purple Ayahuasca once again.
I'm not sure if I'm going to get really like Zen high or if I'm going to end up killing myself with a shotgun or what.
Hopefully in between you just get, you know, really introverted.
You smoke this stuff, you're going to want to kill yourself.
And if you don't, then you're just going to become introverted for the rest of your life.
You're going to want to go upstairs in the garage. Okay, let's see.
Go upstairs in the guest house.
The Young Bucks versus with Matt Hardy.
Yes.
Versus Private Party and Joey Janela.
Yes.
It was good. I don't have a lot to say. It was a slow week. What do you want?
Well, like, it's a slow week, but I will say this. I think that having Matt Hardy as your version of Three Faces of Foley, a fantastic idea. It saves Matt Hardy and keeps him fresh, especially with the fact that he only does moonsaults when he's Spot Monkey Matt Hardy.
Dude.
You know what I mean? Like, I haven't seen him do a moonsault in forever.
That shit is silly, and everyone talks about it. That's been kind of the thing this week, you know, with Cornette and everything. Like, oh, silly AEW, and it is, but I don't care. It's fucking awesome.
I don't either.
I pop for that. He comes back as Spot Monkey Matt. It's like, this is awesome.
But really, though, what's sillier, Mick Foley and his Three Faces of Foley, or Matt Hardy? It's the same thing. Only one of them gets raved upon back in the day for doing what it did. You know what I mean? So. It's one of those things where you damn if you do, damn if you don't, whatever. I don't take Jim Cornette's word for anything, really, because Jim Cornette just seems to say everything I don't agree with these days, so fuck it.
I thought this was a fun match. I don't really have a lot on it, but the post-match is more what we can talk about. I suppose we'll talk about it here. The Butcher and the Blade attack. I don't know, looking like fucking dressed like milkmen or orderlies.
I thought they butchers. Looked great. Like I loved the way that they looked. To me, it's just they looked badass, even though they're all in white. But not to mention that the Young Bucks super kicked. What was it, Blade? During the match,
that was nice. I was like, thank you for that.
Yep.
You know, WWE wouldn't have done that.
No,
probably.
God, no. They just dress up Matt's brother like a drunk.
It was cool that those dudes were both in white, but then the debuting FTR show up in the pickup, which, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But one's wearing a black shirt and one's wearing a white shirt. Like, why is he wearing a white shirt? Get that guy a black shirt.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just nitpick.
I think that if there was a crowd in Daly's place and they pulled up in that truck, they would have went absolutely fucking wild.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely fucking bonkers.
I didn't know. I popped for it. I heard a vehicle and I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? And it's them. And you know, you expected it, but
I didn't expect it this episode though. You know, I didn't like
they get in the ring and they fake like they're gonna attack the Hardys. I hate pro wrestling shit like that. There's no reason that you would ever do that.
No, I agree. I agree.
So you come in and you grab them and tease, and then you go back. It's just, it's nonsense, and I fucking hate it.
I can get what you're saying. I don't have any ill will towards it. It's a shame that they got to go right to the Young Bucks right now, because like if you could have held that match off until there was a crowd. But I mean, when they have that match in front of a crowd,
there might still be pop. Dude. That fucking pay-per-view is not till September.
Yeah, well, will they do it then, or will they do it at Fyter Fest?
I mean, you do it at Fyter Fest and have... I mean, they're not going to do a fucked finish. Maybe you can... You know, maybe you can end up doing like a series of three matches.
Or even you could actually have at Fyter Fest FTR against Butcher and Blade, I guess, to start.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, and they beat them there, and they go on to All Out to take on the Young Bucks. And, you know, you're right. It's very possible that they could have a small crowd for All Out because in Japan, they're rolling out. So,
I mean, everything is very lifted here. I look at our daily numbers here. I mean, obviously, other places are different. obviously there's about to be huge spikes in that shit everywhere, or at least in some cities in the U.S. But
are in here we've got the more cases now than we ever had.
Really? Ours is going down. Our new ones are going down.
Now that's okay. Let me preface that by saying we had 3 before. Now we have 9.
Oh fuck!
Right. So like, it's still more. You know, like.
But I could see that. No, other than that too. I mean, I could get behind FTR beats Bucks at Fighter Fest. The Bucks beat them at All Out, and then we have a third match down the road.
Yeah,
you know that could be cool too.
Yeah, anyway. I agree. Actually, yeah, you can. I wouldn't mind a series of matches between the two. But yeah, I mean, I look at All Out as like their WrestleMania of sorts. Just seems like it's always the important show. So I don't know. It would be nice to do it there.
Yeah. A lot of great, so many great tag matches.
Oh.
Ahead in there too. Just already with the tag teams they have. And it'd be good. Looking forward to it. So that was good.
Before we leave this match, we should note that Mark Quinn, I'm pretty sure, is not injured. That was all.
Well, yeah, dude.
To get Matt out of the match, so
which was appreciated as well.
Yeah, and even writing off Kenny and Hangman too earlier on in the show.
Yeah, that's like little nuances that they really missed early on. So
yeah, and they're getting them now, and it's better for it. I really like it. Really enjoy it.
Yeah, sticking with AEW Battle Royal. And I'm a sucker for Battle Royals. I always watch them. I always like them. Even be like, oh, that was a terrible one. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I have fun with them always.
Yeah, this one here, to me, is all built towards the end. The end was really well done. Having Orange Cassidy come out, he's now into the match again because Jericho but LAX had fucked with him. Proud and Powerful. And so he comes back in, and it's what? Wardlow. Oh, it was Wardlow, Jungle Boy, Orange Cassidy, and somebody else. Another big
MJF?
Guy. MJF, yes. So, yeah, they get eliminated. I thought for sure it was going to go between Wardlow and MJF, just from the way that they were doing it. And the fact that Jungle Boy comes out and gets to win, yeah.
Yeah, and they're teasing. They are teasing the Wardlow MJF thing. I think it's going to be a ways off, but
I do too.
It'd still be fun to kind of do the throughout the time. But also, like, Billy Gunn was surprised almost that he was in the match. That was great. I don't know if you saw that on your feed or what feed you get, but the one I have, the like no commercials, just random shit happening.
Yeah, the Fight TV feed.
I have like the watch Kenny and Hangman sit on the couch and drink milk and shit for 20 or, you know, for 2 minutes or whatever.
Is that what they were doing?
They're sitting there on the couch, you know, you saw that camera angle, and Kenny's pouring milk out and shit, just slamming milk. It's so stupid. Man. So fucking stupid. But the Billy Gunn's music played, and he's like, what? I'm in this match.
That's me.
Really good. There's a weird shit with JR in there. Where he gets really tripped up about Sunny Kiss. He's about Chi, and then talks about, like, you know, being a couple with Luther and
I mean,
very awkward, man. And Shivani's just like, you could just like hear his chair squeaking as you like peeled away from him. You get out of here.
Yeah, and this force.
Sunny had no problem. Of course, all these people on Twitter are like, Sunny Kiss is like, it's okay to call me she or he, just don't call me they. Yeah. But he did not.
No. And so I mean, like, calm down. Guys, it's okay. Like, do you expect a 65-year-old man to know everything that's going on right now?
Like, hey, are you offended by this? Because you should be offended by this. Yeah. I feel like you should really be offended by
this. Just in case you're not offended by this already, you should be.
Yeah.
So, that's how you stay woke.
But yeah, good shit. MJF sitting in the corner behind Wardlow up in the... It was great.
Yeah.
I love it. And Jungle Boy Cody next week. I guess Cody also in the show says he's going to defend the belt every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a John Cena open challenge type deal. And I think that's a good way to get guys like Zack Ryder on the show and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Get them on there for a payday. They all live in Florida. Every wrestler basically lives in Florida. It's a great way to get unknown guys to see.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be great for getting brand new guys in that, you know, they're not working right now. There's a lot of wrestlers that need a fucking paycheck at this point in time. And, you know, it's a way you can help out. And you save your guys.
Not Luther.
No, fuck Luther.
God damn, that sucks. Didn't I? That really is one of the worst things.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's so terrible. He comes out, and I'm just like, dude, you're just like a fat, old, pasty white dude. Like, it doesn't work now. I know. Back in the day was one thing, but fuck, I don't get it.
Yeah, back in the early 90s, go for it, man. You're a lot younger than you are right now. But right now, at this moment in time, the gimmick is so stale. What's the gimmick?
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. We don't know anything about him. It's not like they gave him a vignette, which he's not a focus, so whatever. But, it would at least do a crazy match with him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, if you're going to have Dr. Luther and you're going to pay him, or Luther as he is now, have him at least fucking bleed all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least get him to do what he does best. Like, him, like, they seem to have dropped the Jimmy Havoc deal, because I figured that's where this was going. Between the two was, like, this all-out match. Were blood and guts everywhere, but that seems to be not great. Going anywhere. So
yeah, I would have watched that. I think that makes me way more excited than the normal Jimmy Havoc match would.
Yeah, yeah.
And him Sabian or whatever.
Yeah, it does nothing for me. I just like looking at Fennel before. That's about it. You know.
Yeah. Last match on our top three: Matt Riddle, Tim Thatcher.
Yes,
from NXT.
I thought it was very fun.
That's the way they beat people pisses me off. You know, it's like he's not going to some mystical place where they don't see him. You know, they don't know about this. You know, everybody nowadays, knows about this one. So it's just weird when you like beat this guy and then send him up. Like that's, I don't know. How are people supposed to be super stoked on that? You know, not that it fucking matters.
Cause yeah.
I'm going to get the SmackDown. He's going to be a fucking, this is going to be great. It actually is the most interesting thing for me. In WWE. Like, happen. I can't wait to see, I know it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see them fumble Matt Riddle. It's
well, like, it's also, apparently he was supposed to go to Raw. But apparently that got kiboshed because Brock Lesnar's not a big fan of him. Because of he, you know, he calls him out and shit.
Kick his ass
basically, and he calls him out, he'll call him out on it. So with that being said, they're already off to a bad fucking start. You know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna do if Goldberg ever comes back? I guess he's gotta go to Raw too.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be great. I mean, I love watching their fumbles. Ricochet legit is just nothing at this point.
He's a guy that does Alexander. A flip. Yeah. Literally. Literally. He is literally Apollo Crews, his old roommate. They are the same person now.
What should we do with this guy? Let's see. He can't talk at all, so let's him talk all the time. And what should we have him say? Well, let's make him a fucking smiley pussy fucking twink who's just really happy to be here. It's his life dream to be here. And he's just really happy to be here, and he smiles a lot.
Okay. You mean Apollo Crews? Isn't that what we did with Apollo Crews?
That's what we're doing with Apollo Crews right now.
That's what they were doing with Apollo Crews 4 fucking years ago. They haven't stopped doing the same thing with him.
Yeah, he's the U.S. champion now, though.
I know, and that's only going to last for a couple weeks. And he's going to lose that title, and then we'll never hear of Apollo Crews again. I love
when people say it like it matters, you know? They're like, well, you know, he's getting a push now. He's the U.S. like any one of those belts. No wrestling belts mean anything, but, like, in the eyes of a fan, like, none of them can mean anything. Not a single one in that company.
No. And then you got people losing their minds, like, oh, my God. And Angel Garza is on the banner for WWE. Oh, they must be going to push him. No. In a couple weeks, Apollo Crews will be on that fucking banner, too. Grand Metalik will be. It doesn't fucking matter who's on the banner, guys. It's a social media banner.
That's where you're wrong. That's where Grand Metalik will never get anything. Fucking never get anything.
fuck.
This is despite like, you not having a, you could use a Grandma to leak. You make him a singles star. You put him with somebody. As I said, forever, WWE needs to just pay Conan whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And bring him in and let him fucking handle, you know, deal with all these, have a Mexican faction. But dude, you could be selling Grand Metal League masks, you fucking silly bitches.
I know. It's just, I don't know. It's not the smartest thing in the world.
That was the top three.
We never even touched Riddle Thatcher. We never even talked about it.
Oh, I guess. Whatever.
But no, I thought the gimmick where they pretend that Tim Thatcher's teeth got knocked out was pretty good.
I was going to say, which gimmick? Because this one had them all.
Yeah, he did have them all. But, you know, just
Kurt Angle's ref check.
Yeah, a catwalk on the top check. But no, I just like the fact that it was almost like a Lion's Den match from back in the day with Ken Shamrock and Owen Hart. I was always a big fan of that match. I was excited to see this. I thought the action looked good for a, you know, kayfabe shoot style match.
Yeah. I mean, but you beat him on the way out, which I find questionable anyway. Yeah. But if you beat him on the way out with somebody you're going to do something with, or it's going to be something, or to Tim Thatcher, there's no way they're going to do anything with this. No,
they're not going to do anything with Tim Thatcher. They're not.
Yeah. So why have him beat this guy? Yeah. You know, it just,
especially when, like, this was supposed to be Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, that's done now. We'll never see the Broserweights ever again. Because you think Pete Dunne's going to SmackDown? Fuck no.
I don't know. McMahon can't want that guy because Riddle's got heat. That's legit. I mean, he has heat with a bunch of people all over that fucking place. And you know what? They're not going to do anything with him. They're going to bring him up. They're going to do some dumbass shit with him. And it'll be over. Did you see?
We're
out of the top three. While I'm thinking about it, did you see that they did an angle on SmackDown? I just read about it.
Jeff Hardy?
Where there's a car accident, and it's Jeff Hardy, and he has to be arrested, and they do like an alcohol test or blood alcohol test, but he passed.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
I've seen that. Actually, I was taking a shit.
Is that clowning on Matt? Do you think that's like because Matt left and shit, it's just fuck this guy, and we're going to do an angle where he might be drunk driving or something. Do you think it's against Jeff? You know, do you think they're just being like, fuck you? Or does somebody think this is a good idea?
They've done it with Hawk. It's not the first time they have used somebody's demons against them.
I'm dying.
Well, next week on the show, my new co-host, when Jim is dead, will be having coughing fits and we'll be making fun of Jim dying. Just like the WWE would. But no, the Jeff Hardy thing, it's just tasteless to me. Why would you do it? It just shows that the company doesn't give a shit about your problems, but you know they'll throw this fucking just this money at it just to say they did. It's, I don't know. Makes them come off pretty shitty.
From there, a lot of things happening this week. Let's check it out with the news.
This week in the news, the Japanese open up all their stadiums soon, maybe, who knows? But one thing we do know is Nigel McGuinness is gone, gone, gone. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is News Us. Not gone, he's just furloughed. Yeah.
Whatever. Might as well be gone.
I'm sure they'll bring. What was he doing? 205 Live?
And, he was doing NXT.
Yeah, why is he not? I guess they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, why would they furlough one of their NXT announcers? Mm-hmm. The not so good, or the one that's better than the other one that's there. You know?
But the woman
Beth Phoenix?
There for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Yeah. To keep fucking Edge from going anywhere else.
I guess. Let's see. There's not a ton of news, really. There isn't.
Despite what you had said before we went in to the news.
Well, let's just give it a stock fucking, you know?
Oh, fuck. There really isn't much news, but the Japan has set out their phases, and I believe in June, all sports companies can perform in stadiums, like Tokyo Dome can be used. All of them can be used. No fans. In July, they're going 50% capacity to 5,000 limit. If that makes any sense, like 50% capacity, 5,000 people there in total. And then in I believe August, they're doing 50% capacity anything. So that's all granted now if everything goes smoothly. But what that means is that we're soon going to get some New Japan. We're soon going to get some more wrestling that's going to have some good noise, some good feel to it. So that's very exciting to know that we are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel with the, like, you know, we might be able to see the G1 this year. And Takahashi has a great thing where he thinks that the best of the Super Juniors should go on the same time as the G1. Can you imagine those shows, Jim? Can you fucking imagine?
It's ridiculous.
It would be so good, though. It would be like some of the best wrestling we've ever seen in our life.
The light at the end of the tunnel for them, not the light at the end of the tunnel for fucking us.
No.
Because we're a bunch of dumb fucks.
Yeah.
My country. Fucking dumb fucks everywhere.
The riots might get you before the COVID does.
That's, you know, it's a, you never know. Right? Another day in America, and we're ready to roll.
America.
Yeah, you never fucking know. I don't know. I live by this place. It's like every summer it opens up. It's like a, I mean, it's a big trailer or whatever. It's like a snow shack or whatever. They sell these gigantic snow cones. But I drove by there. It was a nice day. There's like 50, 75 people just all sitting on picnic tables everywhere.
Yeah.
Like eating snow cones. Can't wear a mask when you're wearing a snow cone, bro.
No. And I'm the one that edit that word. So what you're saying is we're it's okay for me to fuck up and be
horrible.
Can't
wear a snow cone while you eat the mask, man.
I just like it how now I'm not the only one that butchers the English language. So fuck all y'all. Words
backwards sometimes when I'm fucked up. That's why, like, if all my group of friends, everyone says Spood Beast because I was playing a racing game once, a bunch of us, and like I gave you a fucking Spood Beast. And so it's just forever everyone says Spood Beast.
It's for Speed Burst? Is it?
Speed Boost?
Yeah, Speed Boost.
Speed, yeah. I'm a fucking idiot. You get it.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm out of my mind. This is the first time I've smoked this shit. I got two new kinds yesterday. I'm just trying them out.
Hey, man.
You know how that is.
No better trial run than live on air.
Yeah, it's a whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. If
yes.
No one to tell us no, did he?
I was going there until you went there.
We have to go. I thought this isn't news. Well, it's news. You can get yourself a Inner Circle Stadium Stampede Championship shirt for $12.50.
Yes.
Fucking geniuses.
Yes.
And they're going to sell a ton of these things.
Of course they will.
God damn it, Chris Jericho is the smartest motherfucker ever. Yeah,
I'm telling you, for a company that for a long time was labeled as just a t-shirt company, they've got the t-shirt business down fucking pat.
Well, then they're right in with, you know, dude, WWE can't do shirts in a day. PWTs can sell shirts in a fucking day.
Yeah.
They can know it's coming or something's happening and they can make shirts. You can order that shirt right now.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker's going to leave.
The moment that
WWE, I don't know what the turnaround is.
I would imagine that the moment that episode of AEW went on air and those t-shirts were shown, you could buy them.
I bet you bought that motherfucker Thursday, you know, Wednesday night, and you probably shipped, you know, probably ships, what, Monday, Friday night? Who knows? I don't know how quick they are right now.
Yeah, I don't know either, but yeah, no, he's Jim's whistling.
My pipe is whistling.
It's fantastic. The turnaround of those t-shirts and just how many they do and how many they make. And it's not like they've got a, you know, it's not like the WWE, I would imagine, where, you know, they buy a set amount of t-shirts and they have them. It's one of those things where they're only made when they're ordered and there's no extra surplus except for the boxes that they had there. And I'm sure that those boxes are being sold. Actually, no, they're not selling them at merch tables because there are no merch tables right now. But I would imagine all the boxes in the truck were empty.
I just think that shows the genius of these motherfuckers. Yeah. We're going to do this in an angle and then we're actually going to sell them and actually sell them cheap as if we're trying. It's
brilliant.
It's well done. So, yeah, $12.50 PWTs. What else did we have this week? Matt Riddle, we talked about. Kyrie Sane was hurt by Nia Jax.
Yeah,
but Nia Jax hurting people is not really news.
It's not really news, and nobody's even seen what happened. So it's like to even comment on it, you know what I mean? It's like nobody's seen what happened. Like it could have been a freak accident. Yeah. So who knows?
Dude, that girl's just one of the best pro wrestlers in the world. She signs this company. Killed. She just gets fucking massacred all the time. What, didn't she have some health issue that held her up coming here?
No, that was Io Shirai.
Well, that was Io Shirai. Yeah,
because Io Shirai was supposed to get the Kairi Sane push, but Kairi Sane got hired because Io Shirai could not get hired.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way, this fucking poor girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
This poor woman.
Well, and like, isn't she the one that notified people of Hanakamura too, because she's in America and she's seen her tweet?
I have no idea.
So like maybe she shouldn't even have been working. Yeah. Maybe your head wasn't in it. Hmm. Not the you know, she smacks her head and beats him.
Or maybe she was working with a big fucking sloppy wrestling Samoan girl.
But now this is where I'm looking at it. The injury came from an Irish whip into the steel steps. You know what I mean? The person that's taken that bump is usually the one in control. So who knows?
Yeah. Deonna Purrazzo signed to Impact Wrestling. We recently departed from NXT. She's really good.
She is. She is really good.
Not to be the, why didn't she go to AEW? But you guys kind of missed the boat on that. She's better than a lot of the girls you have. So
I would imagine, though, there's... At what point in AEW do you say, okay, we got our people, we can't sign anybody else right now? You know what I mean? Like they've got a lot of women there now. They need I do believe they need a couple more good hands, but I mean, you gotta wait and see.
Yeah,
it seems like there might be a working relationship with ROH coming, because I mean, you had what's his fucking face? Oh my god, Marty Scurll on Being the Elite. So I don't know.
Yeah. But who, I mean, if you're AEW, you don't have the time really to get all these people you have over and shit. So what are you going to use guys from there? I don't think it brings, I just don't think it brings anything. I don't know.
And it might not, except for bringing in guys like Marty Scurll, Brody Lee, things along that ilk. A Matt Hardy fucking PCO match would be fabulous.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna give me some like fucking interpromotional luchador on luchador action,
that would be fantastic.
Pentagon, I mean, like taking Phoenix on versus our, fucking Bandito and Phoenix,
and which they have ties with. You know, All Out. Bandito was there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Or All In. Sorry.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like, is there some other news that
not really, no,
I don't really have
shit. This week was you know, nobody's really moved on from the Hanakamura news, you know what I mean? This is still really what they're holding on, the Shad and just the sad stuff. So
Well, there you go. I guess that's the news.
Yeah, I mean, like, the last thing we could say is the thought that AEW doing a expensive pay-per-view at this time with no fans as a bad idea was proved to be wrong, because it's up on like Fight TV and bullshit like that. So seems that they're doing the same buys.
I got good buys. Their ratings were up again, and even with NXT too. So
we'll see.
Good stuff. But yeah, so I guess that does it for the news.
Yeah, yeah.
What else do you want to talk about, man?
What did you think of the main event angle on AEW Dynamite with Tyson?
I didn't like it.
No.
I think Mike Tyson, I love Mike Tyson, but he's terrible. He's fucking terrible,
he
dude.
Is. He is.
What the fuck is so hard about, okay, yeah, we'll go out there, we'll talk shit. You come out, you say this to me. What was he talking? You stole the belt. What does that even mean?
I have no idea. I have no fucking idea.
Nobody knows. So there's that. And then he challenges him. And instead of, he just like starts mugging in front of him, tries to tear his shirt off and flexing. That was terrible. It's just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like how out of your fucking head do you have to be, you know, that you can't pull this off? I don't know. Some people just don't get it or something. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I thought it sucked. What did you think?
I wasn't a huge fan of it at all, really. I liked how, like, once they got away from the showmanship of it and it just became a brawl, I thought it had a good feel to it. The brawl came off fine. Having in Mike Tyson's corner guys like Rashad Evans and bullshit like that, I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, to you, if you didn't know who those people were, yeah, you don't fucking know who those people were.
No, that's true, except for, yeah, like, whoever that guy was, group or whatever the fuck, the guy with the paint on his face. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going
Gooch.
On. Gooch.
That guy is fucking awful. Fuck him.
Yeah, so I
why would you let him go out there with makeup on and shit?
I don't know.
He looked, he's distracting. He's, fuck, I don't know. I thought it was this bad.
Yeah.
And he didn't know who Rashad Evans was. He did say Vitor, which,
yep,
you know,
yeah,
thank you for knowing that. But they didn't know, I guess, is the report. They didn't know that his whole crew, yeah, was coming out.
Yeah, they weren't aware that everybody was coming out. Which,
why?
Yeah, exactly. Why
were they aware backstage, or did Mike Tyson just go out there with all these fucking guys? I doubt that.
I don't know. Like, see, and then the whole brawl thing kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe, because it did turn out to a brawl with a bunch of people. So at the same time. Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Really confusing. But I will say, I don't want to really see a match between Mike Tyson and Chris Jericho.
Yeah, of course not.
But what I will be willing to see, and I mentioned this on Twitter, is a cinematic style match where it transitions into an episode of the Mike Tyson Mysteries. And I think that would be absolutely fabulous.
So
I would love that.
Holy shit, dude, that would kill. That would fucking kill Jim Cornette if in the middle of a match something happened that turned them into cartoons.
It would. Oh, it would kill him, but I don't care. Jim Cornette
somebody should do that.
They should. And Jim Cornette is old. He doesn't understand what today's culture is, what today's entertainment world is like. Wrestling doesn't need to be like it was in the 60s, because nobody lives in the 60s anymore, aside from Jim Cornette and his peons. So, like, whatever. This makes no fucking sense.
I listen to his show every week.
I don't, because I can't listen to an old man ramble. I'd listen to my fucking grandfather if I wanted to listen to that.
Old Grandpa Fudge?
No, he's dead. He's dead and long gone. Grandpa Moyles.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're just giving out all your fucking... Like, bad enough that you, when you started doing this, you gave away your real name. You're just giving away your mom's name and shit. No, like, it's like the least hard person to find in the world of podcasting.
Yep. I mean, I'm just inviting you, I guess.
Oh, my God. The only thing that would keep them away is it's like nobody would even go there. Even if they were pissed off, they'd be like, I'm not going all the way if I go over.
Yeah,
like going up there.
Why would I go to Northern Canada for?
Yeah. but yeah, so I didn't like this, and it's whatever, dude. Yeah. Vicky Guerrero introduces the Inner Circle. Just that fuck was off.
Awful.
She awful. Is fast forward, turn the channel.
Yeah, I agree.
What are Yeah, she's in my top three.
Top three.
Fast forward slash turn the channel. Her, Stephanie McMahon, Brandi Rhodes.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. I'll never fast forward Brandi Rhodes because I like looking at her too much.
I mean, she has some leaked nudes online. I think once they see that, what else?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Watching a half-naked Muslim man. It's nice to break it up with a shot of brandy, I guess.
The only thing plus, it would be...
I find it hotter with the mystery. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, cool. That's picture you naked. But I like it better when you're like skimpy. Because it's like, ooh. Mm. I don't know.
You're like a lingerie guy then? Like if a broad busts out some...
I guess.
Thought that shit was weird.
I don't know.
I never got into that. She's like, ooh, look at this thing. I'm like, I guess. I don't really get it.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't have myself figured out yet.
There you go. It's well said. But yeah, so I didn't like that. Other things on this show. Let me see. Let me
look Joey Janela's anal bead hair is fantastic.
I thought Moxley and commentary was cool, but they always do it when they... I remember they did it with Cody, where he was on commentary for his upcoming opponent's match. And I don't like that shit. It's just awkward, because you got to put him over... And so you have Moxley here like, oh, yeah, he's fucking big in this. You know, he's like, I just something about it I just don't like.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own. I thought it was, I don't know, it was okay. I really liked Taz reusing his old line, the survive if he lets you kind of deal. I thought that was a nice little touch on it.
Who are we getting? Who is the wrestler? Who is getting over here? He comes in and he says nothing. Cage says nothing.
Because he can't.
And his fucking promo ends with his tagline. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I don't mind. I liked it. I got nothing against it.
I mean, he needs to start working in a lot of crazy suplexes then if we're going to do this.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he will at some point in time. But, I mean... It's one of those things where Cage is going to bring a certain set of things to the table. He's not going to bring you any kind of charisma. He's not going to bring you promos, so you need a guy that can cut promos for him. That's just plain and simple. As one of those guys, he's like Ricochet. You'll probably never be able to cut a promo. But you have to give him some lines at some point in time. That's like Jake and Archer. Archer needs to say something at some point in time because Jake can't just do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you want in the future to be able to cut your own promo, you kind of got to be given some room to work with, right? And hopefully they start doing it where, you know, Taz is behind Cage and you can try to see if he can start doing promos, give him a line here or there, make him comfortable, hopefully.
Yeah. Is he gonna eventually work in his wife, who's a way better ring announcer than the one they have, and also, oh yeah, hot as fuck?
I doubt it. Brian Cage is the machine, and she's the baby machine, I see it as now.
She was doing shit for Impact, like backstage interviews and shit.
Oh yeah, I suppose she was. Like Dasha is not that good at it, and Dasha isn't a ring announcer. I don't know why she's doing it because Brandi Rhodes won't do it, and which she shouldn't do it either.
Brandi Rhodes won't do it because she thinks she's above it.
Well, I mean, you can look at it that way, yeah. But if you go by her words, it's because she never liked doing it to begin with. And if that's the case, then so be it. I'm not going to be one of those guys to sit down there and call everything that somebody says a lie. I don't care. I will look through it. I am.
You think she'd be most about that because she wants to be on the show so bad. She'd be on the show all the time then.
I mean, maybe that's a sign that maybe she doesn't want to be on the show so bad.
says something for says something for WWE that this girl doesn't want to do this and isn't good at it. Brandy was never good at that.
She wasn't. Better so Dasha, why should she do it?
If she's not good at it and she doesn't want to do it, why the fuck is she doing it?
Why don't you just record Justin Roberts? Play it over the speaker. Simple.
Did you notice on this show, Dasha doing the ring announcing? I don't even.
Yeah, she's been doing it for a long time now.
Did you hear her say Hikaru Shida?
Yeah, she's always said Hikaru Shida, and I don't know why. I don't get it. It's weird.
Hikaru Shida brand Hickory barbecue jellyfish.
It's dicks. So weird. It's so fucking weird. But like, she could be Melissa. What I was trying to say, Melissa Santos would be a good replacement for Dasha. She's not a good replacement for Justin Roberts, so in my opinion, not at all.
I don't like Justin Roberts shit, man. The whole GN, that's enough for me to not like him.
I like it. It adds flair. It's not some boring guy just doing it.
Yeah. I like him as a dude. Okay. All right. I give it to you. I still like her. I thought she was great on Lucha Underground, man.
Oh, yeah. No, she was. She was. But like, for her, though, where she shines is given like a Mexican flair to names. You know what I mean? Like, she could say these luchador names so well, and it sounds so intriguing. Whereas her just saying, you know, Brian Cage, just like, it's not that much. But you know what I mean? Like,
also, speaking of Lucha Underground, briefly, can somebody tell me where Martin Casas is and why is he not on some show that I watch? Why the fuck is this guy not signed by AEW or NXT or anybody?
Impact. I would see him doing more of a NWA type deal, but I think he's trying to be an actor. Honestly,
I think he fucking could be.
Yeah, he's good looking.
I thought him as Marty the Moth was like genius. One of the best pro wrestling characters possibly ever.
It was fun.
Tremendous.
It was very fun.
Anyway,
until you started introducing all the characters like Mariposa, I wasn't such a big fan of it. I was more of a fan of Marty the Moth than I was Mariposa, but. Yeah,
when they would do like the weird sexual shit between the siblings, that was like, this is fucking weird. this guy's gonna fuck his butterfly sister.
You know, like, he's gonna let the flowers butterfly sister.
This is wrestling, I guess. I don't know. So moving on from that. I don't know. I don't really have anything else on here, I guess.
That
Bradley shit up to that I didn't like either, really.
Yeah,
up to the Tyson
thing. Yeah, apparently, too, it was very rushed because they were pressed for time. So it probably came off a little worse. I like the I think it was the Tommy Boy reference by Jake Hager. So that was pretty, that popped me a little bit. But, I mean, other than that, yeah.
Yeah. NXT, the three-way. I did that three-way match. So they've been doing that tournament for the interim Cruiserweight Championship.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I guess the pro wrestling's going to do interim belts now. Yep. God, it's awful.
Yeah, because who's the Cruiserweight champion now? Is it... who is the Cruiserweight? He's from England.
I don't know.
No, legit don't know. Doesn't really fucking matter, honestly, if you ask me.
Now I want to know, though, kind of. Who the fuck is it? It's not Thatcher? It's not...
No, it's not Thatcher, because Thatcher's here. So...
Hold on.
I'm looking.
This is fucking nonsense.
WWE Cruiser.
Jordan Devlin.
There you go.
What?
You go.
Jordan Devlin?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it was I knew it was somebody from NXT UK. Yeah.
Jesus. So, what's one of the worst things about UFC? Maybe we could do interim belts. Oh, okay. So, a tournament for an interim belt that no one gives a fuck about. We end up with a three-way on the show. I'm like, if that's not bad enough for you, and that should be bad enough for you. The finish of the match was fucking ridiculous. What they did with Kushida after that, Kushida's like, no, it's cool, dude. You know, you go for it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. Kushida's like, that makes you look like such a bitch.
Yeah.
A fucking cuck. No, go ahead. You fuck first. I fuck second.
I may come.
Yeah. You may come first. I may come second. Terrible.
That wasn't the finals, though. That was the block finals, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah, but still. The finish of that match was ridiculous. He's got him in the submission. He does the pin. And then, he basically says, no, you go ahead in the tournament.
It's one of those things where no tournament should have a three-way match, first off.
No!
No, not one tournament. Because it's a tournament. It's supposed to be fair, and a three-way match is nothing but the latter. And it's stupid.
Yeah.
But it's WWE in a nutshell, and that's why I don't watch WWE, and NXT is turning more into WWE every day. And I'm not a fan, and that's why NXT is doing what it's doing in the ratings, because they are taking more from WWE programming, and it's not my cup of tea.
It's not very good.
It's not. It was good as an hour. It was really good as an hour, actually. But forcing it to 2 hours is basically forcing Vince to help, because doing a two-hour show, you gotta, Vince is going to tell you to do some of the things that he likes to do, and it's stupid.
Yeah. I don't even drive this into the ground, but Kushida has him in a submission, and then his legs are on him when Maverick puts one hand on him. It's like, so I don't even understand. No. So dumb. But anyway, Maverick will be in the tournament finals with Phantasma, and I win, and he was rehired after his crying fucking promo
Phantasma
thing.
Has to win. I don't give a fuck. If Drake Maverick wins, it's stupid. Fucking stupid.
I don't know what's worse. What's worse is Drake Maverick winning and coming back to the company or whatever, or if Del Phantasma getting this fucking anchor strapped around him. This guy, you're dead on arrival.
What did you think Phantasma was going to do anything more than cruiserweight division? Did you fool yourself like that?
One of the greatest luchadors going today. Like, it's unfucking believable. So,
everybody knows, luchador in WWE speak means cruiserweight division. Just so you know.
That Mexican, that's what it means. It probably means worse than that. It probably means shit I'm not going to say here, knowing that company.
Yeah. No, you're probably right.
But anyway, I talked about it. We said this back when Neville. Holy shit, remember Neville was a champion there, and it peaked out, like, get him up to the top, especially at that time. They had a hole at the top of the card. Take that champion and put him up a level and use the Cruiserweight Championship as now he's going to have matches with everybody else,
Yeah. But
never going to happen.
He was doing great stuff with that Cruiserweight title when he was.
How many Cruiserweight champions have done anything other than that? Or been put up the card or any of that shit? None.
No, really, no. It was just Neville,
I don't know. I don't know what Phantasma was like. I guess he's just like, fuck this. I want to make some money.
Well, I would imagine. I would imagine that's all it was about. And hey, good on you for making that fuck money.
Yeah. Well, wrestling fans, a lot of them anyway, have this idea that you, those dudes, give a fuck, and a lot of people don't. No. Maybe they did, but they don't anymore, I don't give a fuck either. If you're going to pay me enough money, I'll come do the, whatever the fuck. I don't care.
Exactly. If you were like, I'm going to make you a millionaire, all you have to do is work for the WWE. I'm like, okay.
Cool. I mean, if you paid me enough, I'd fucking jack you off with another mitt on, but that's not here nor there.
It's also just in the thing, though.
Do you have anything else on this show? I don't really care about it.
No, on the NXT show? No.
Yeah.
No, nothing else.
That new girl who was on Dynamite this week, Christy James, yeah. Jim Vicious, SCL Hottie of the Week.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because yes, she was.
She was pretty hot. But yeah, this is pretty much all I had on the Wednesday shit.
Yeah, no, I got nothing else on Wednesday stuff.
What's going on in the Federation, man?
We just did our Terry Funk double feature show. It will lead into many other double feature shows. We've had requests on episodes for double features. So if anybody has any requests for what you'd like to see a double feature on, just let me know.
Go to fucking Patreon, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
No, <it's> just... Dude, I want to come on there sometime.
Oh, dude, for sure. What I've thought of, just because the episodes to have a guest on a full fledged episode of Federation is kind of taxing, just because that's a lot to ask of somebody to take notes on a full 3-hour fucking pay per view that happened 20 years ago. But at the same time, the battle or the double feature is very easy. It's two matches, very easy to get through, and I want to use that to get more people on the show.
Yeah, so. It's the great idea. When I had Ringfire for Jim, it was like, this is good, it's fucking awesome. But yeah, I just got lazy about doing them.
Yeah, and then I was like, yeah, I'll steal it.
And then we did one episode with Jared. Ringside with Jim and Jared, if you go click on it on the page, it's like one episode. And then we're like, we're going to do all this shit. And then we didn't do any of this shit. I would still do Ringside with Jim if I wasn't so lazy and if it really mattered. It doesn't. But yeah, I want to come over there and fucking watch the matches, whatever you want. Or
yeah, no, we'll figure it all out there. But no, from there, this weekend, it's WCW Road Wild 1998. It was almost the breaking point. Both me and Travis almost decided to stop watching WCW while watching this show. So there you go. It's perplexing. The NWO are both heels and baby faces. It makes no fucking sense in the world, and it's obvious. It's 6 days after Luger beats Hogan for the title, and Hogan wins it back. It's just the whole show is stupid. You got bikes revving up. It's close to Jim's neck of the woods. You got a beautiful backdrop of the Black Hills, but other than that, that's where the show peaks, and that's it. So, listen in.
You know that. Everything in the fucking, everything in the world is canceled, but not that. That's coming up in like August or something.
Really?
Sturgis Pike Rally. Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's unfortunate, I suppose.
Yeah. If you like, somebody's like, oh, you got to keep clean, like the one of the last places on my list would be at a biker rally.
Really? Though?
I grew up in that shit. My parents were bikers. We would go as little kids to these biker rallies and shit at campgrounds. And it's just at a campground for the weekend. And we would just run amok. And they would have, all you can drink beer.
Fantastic. Sounds like
we weren't of age. They also had all you just had a cup and you could drink as much soda as you wanted. When you go there as kids and drink Mountain Dew and just stay up like the whole fucking weekend, just being dumb fucks.
Yeah. Never sleeping. I don't ever have to sleep again, Mom.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I know all about biker culture.
Unfortunately. So yeah.
There you go.
Dying.
Jesus Christ, man.
Ooh. Ooh. That bowl was not needed. And not needed to be smoked as fast as I did. Ooh.
Whew. You don't have a mute. This guy doesn't have a mute button, for the record. Just telling them.
If I mute, I mute everything. So yeah. Call it a flaw in the way I've set things up, but I am no computer whiz. What I really like. What I really like is when people come to me for advice.
Dudes wieners.
I do love dudes wieners, especially when they curve to the left. But no, I really like it when people come to me and ask me for advice because it makes me feel smart. When it comes to computer stuff, when I've just barely did mine as it is.
Better at it than me.
It's like when they ask, it's like, hey, how do you do this? It's like, okay, well, first, do you have a Mac? Because if you don't, then I have no fucking idea.
Yeah. Okay, step one, buy a Mac.
Yeah, step two.
Sell your children to a sex trafficking ring for enough money, hopefully, to buy a Mac.
Or find one used like I did.
I hung out with the boys at Limbo Cast. Talked all kinds of shit, man. I talked about getting into music, the last like 20 years of my life being in bands nonstop, all that shit. Because I guess the people were interested in that. They heard it, you know. I talk about it here or there on the show, but on their show, I talk a lot more about some of the bands I've been in and some of that shit. I talk about playing shows with different bands, Soulfly, shit like that.
Yeah,
and we ended up talking about all kinds of weird shit at the end. We talked about healthcare.
It's that traditional Canadian United States conversation, you know, healthcare. What's it like?
It's real fucked up over there, eh, bud?
I'll say it here because Trox messaged me. It's like, hey, I want to do like this thing where I say this or that, and he picks one. Right? He's like, give me some bands he likes. I was like, any insert metal band here that Taller Fudge doesn't know the name of. I was like, I can't help you. I don't know. He throws these names of bands at me that I've never heard of before. And I don't have a goddamn clue. So I thought that was pretty funny. And then I'm the one that got him to ask you about the poop. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a fun time. Definitely check those guys out. That was a fun, super fun show.
It is. And they're doing episodes like every day, so.
Because they're out of their minds.
They are out of their minds.
It won't last.
They'll burn themselves out soon.
But I know, like, when you first do shit, you know, you're like, motherfuck, we're going to do all this. And, like, eventually you're just like, you're us, where we're like, we don't have guests anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything anymore. It's just like, it's just us once a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Every now and then I miss having a guest on just because it made something new every now and then. And you make new friends sometimes, but. Yeah, that is what it is.
Sometimes you lose control of your own show.
Yes, very true.
So what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
some of our homies and shit. You know, back when we used to have homies come on randomly, that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. Mm-hmm. But now getting like complete strangers on, nah.
But even getting friends on, it's like okay, this time and this, and you got to fight.
It makes it difficult. It's like we record just the same time almost every week, so. Either get with it or get the fuck out.
Yeah, right. So definitely check those guys out. Super good. But other than that, man, what else is there to talk about?
There really isn't.
Wrestling wise, you got NXT and your takeover in your house is next weekend. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do a show Sunday after that, I assume.
No, because that show doesn't really scream to me as I need to watch this. You've named your show after your bargain bin shows back in the mid-90s that you paid less money for and you got less entertainment from. Cool. Right, thanks for making this sold.
But you're in your house. You get it?
I was. I'm in my house for every pay-per-view.
But you can't leave your house right now. Do you get it?
I can leave my house. It's just frowned upon.
We all do. Yeah. We all have to go. Anyway, Tommaso Ciampa, Karrion Kross, Charlotte, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai, because of course it has to be a three-way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, this could be something. Keith Lee, Johnny Gargano, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. Oh, my. Yeah. Can they do a competition of a spooky off? This match is a spooky off.
This match is under spook rules.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
He didn't get it, so that's good. Okay. I just chose your pure heart that I know that you have.
Thank you. What I was trying, you got to win by spooking.
Yeah.
You know, you got to scare each other. That's how, like, you know, you build up to this nasty scare, and the goal is to give the guy a heart attack. Now, like, what you'd really like to do is be against a guy like Jerry Lawler for a match like that, but, I mean, Damian Priest will have to do, I suppose.
Yeah. It's just like Damian Priest looking like a vampire in red lights, and then it goes over to the other side, and it's like Finn Balor just, like, dry fucking the ramp, dressed like the Predator.
Finn Balor comes up to him, I've come to suck your dick.
It's like, yeah, I don't know, man. So that's coming up, I guess. We got that. Backlash, dude.
What?
WWE Backlash, June 14th. Oh, so I have four matches announced for this.
I think I got plans for that day.
Well, yeah, we're not, obviously we're not going to watch it, but some of these matches did. Braun Strowman versus The Miz and John Morrison.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
The last tag team champions.
Miz Nicholas and John must Morrison. Return.
Oh, dude. Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. That is the singles match for your top belt in the company.
This week on Impact.
Exactly. Fuck me. You could have watched this then.
Yeah, you did.
But on the bright side, at least Edge and Randy Orton are going to have the best wrestling match of all time.
No, the greatest wrestling match of all time.
Don't say best. I don't like best. Say greatest.
Did you see the line of greatest t-shirts that came out?
No.
For great matches. There was like a Macho Man Steamboat, Bailey and Sasha, and I think like Rock and Austin. Shirts to commemorate great matches. Yeah.
No Bret and Stone Cold?
No. The greatest WrestleMania match of all time. Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Not mentioned that one? At all.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Close second, Owen Hart and Bret Hart? No, not mentioned.
Yeah, definitely not that shirt.
Oh, no, definitely not. And then, like, they probably had HBK and Undertaker one, too.
Yeah, I'm not done with WWE yet. They've been doing these things on Raw. I was on my way to catch the clips just to see where the Viking War Machine Raider experience or whatever they are. Well, for the basketball last week or something, and the one did, like, the really fake Air Jordan slam dunk and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this week they're golfing and then later mini golfing. And they have those dudes dressed up, you know, like the Vikings, but dressed up like golfers and shit. It's the fucking. Fun? It is the worst shit.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I've seen the photos.
One of the best tag teams in the world a couple of years ago. I mean, and they're badasses, they're ass kickers, they have a fucking Viking gimmick, all this shit. What should we do with them? Let's have them play mini golf and basketball. Next week is bowling. I shit you not. I think that is a legit thing. I'm not even joking. I think I heard that.
If one of them does not yell, I am, it's all for naught. All for naught. You don't know what I'm talking about. You never seen that bowling guy? Hey? It's just like, I am.
Oh, that fucking asshole.
Yeah.
That was a great little mini doc I saw on him. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, really? I don't know if I've seen it.
He's like the bad boy of bowling,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, check it out. It's not a 30 for 30, but it's something like that. It's on YouTube. It's like 20, 30 minutes long or something. Really? And it's about that guy.
Okay.
It's really good. Because like, at the end of it, you're not like, oh, this guy is, you know, turns out he's an okay guy. It's just like, oh, this guy really is a douche. Okay. You think he's a douche going in, you watch this thing, and you're like, oh, he's definitely a douche.
I know he's a douche.
Yeah. They just took all doubt about it out. So anyway, I don't know. I guess I am done. I don't know with WWE. Video games. I have a lot to talk about on the subject of video games this week. Started the week off. On Tuesday, playing Minecraft Dungeons, which came out.
Never played Minecraft before in my life.
That's crazy. I played a lot of it. Anyway, Minecraft Dungeons came out, and it is like a Diablo. You play those games, or a dungeon crawler?
I remember playing Diablo when I was a kid, Diablo 2.
Yeah, so it's a dungeon crawler set in the Minecraft world. It doesn't really have any aspects of Minecraft other than the look of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of... It's a simplified entry level dungeon crawler, baby's first dungeon crawler, if you will. I had pretty good fun with it. It's pretty short, but you know, with those kind of games, you beat it and it's harder, and then you play it again harder, and you keep getting like better shit. But anyway, so it's pretty good. But we started playing Deep Rock Galactic. This game is fucking awesome. Everywhere I was going this week, I just kept seeing people talking about it, how good it is. And it's also like one of the highest rated games in the history of Steam and Metacritic as well. So it's like, what the fuck? But it's a mining / first person shooter. So you are in these mines on alien planets and you go through mining for shit. and getting resources and killing aliens in first person. And it's like, there's four different characters and you upgrade the skill trees. It's addictive as shit.
Huh.
I was not as good on this episode of this show because I fucked around and been playing that shit nonstop for the last 2 days instead of getting news stories for this motherfucker.
That's okay, because I looked for news stories too and I couldn't really find anything. So
yeah. So that game also only $30 for that Deep Rock Galactic game, but you would need, I mean, I wouldn't want to sit and play it by myself because you're underground the whole time. It sucks, you know, kind of. If you have teammates, it's, you know, I feel like I want to have teammates there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Really, really good if you're looking for a co-op shooter. I suggest it. Anyway, what are you playing? Are you playing SnowRunner still or what?
Yeah, yeah, basically. Still SnowRunner.
I fell off on that.
I
haven't played it in like 2 weeks.
I played it last weekend. I haven't played it since. I've just been too busy to play, really, the last few days. You know, it's I found the Hummer. It's made life a lot easier. The Hummer's really, really fast compared to the 1500.
Get the Yar. It's up in Alaska somewhere.
The Yar.
The Yar.
I don't even know what that
is. It's a six-wheeled scout. It's the best scout, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Yep. Huh. Okay. It's somewhere in Alaska. You got to retrieve it. Or, yeah, it's in Alaska somewhere.
Well, I'll keep a lookout. Because I've went to Alaska for the first time to find the Hummer. And I don't really want to leave. Because I'm sick of this mud. I want the snow. I will say, though, they're realistic about a lot of things. But they're not realistic about the snow and mud in Alaska. Because if you're in Alaska and you've got that much snow on the ground, guess what? That ground's froze. There is no mud. There is zero mud. Take that from a guy who lives below Alaska, and it's never like that here. So,
if it was, it would drip on us.
So. Fuck you.
But yeah, dude, I don't know. I don't know what else. I'm trying to think of like other things, you know. But I don't really have anything. No. There's no new album. Some people's albums were slated for this time and they decided to not move them, and god damn it, pretty tough. But
Last of Us 2 comes out soon. I'm probably gonna pick that up. That's probably gonna take away from my snow running.
It's a Sony exclusive, isn't it?
Probably. I think the last one was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit.
Cause you can't.
But
So yeah. Is your Galactic game. So that's a Microsoft exclusive.
And no, it's not. It's on PC for sure.
That's Microsoft, bro.
Well, yeah, but it's on PC, and I think it's on PlayStation. I don't know.
Nope, I checked.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
In your face for once.
In your face.
In your face. In your face for once. Wow. Good game though. Yeah, other than that, the other day at work, they had to call the police because there was two homeless people fucking behind some pallets by their building. That's pretty awesome.
Did you watch?
It wasn't me. I was the who fucking found them.
Oh, I went looking for them just to see. I gotta see this guy.
My boss comes in and he's like, "He's like this. I just went out there and I'm like." And then he tells me the whole thing. And my first question, I'm like, well, how much was she charging?
You know, we could all use a break.
We also had to call the police because there's a dude passed out on the boulevard out front.
I seen you post a picture.
Well, that was a different time. I called the police because a dude had passed out halfway in the street. Yeah, we had this, like, we had a new old office, and we moved to this new office and bought the building. And we're like, yeah, man, this fucking place better for us and everything. Cool. And then the place next to us closes, and they sell it to us. These people want to open a soup kitchen, and it's just turned the entire neighborhood into fuckery. You know? You can imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
The whole neighborhood is just fucking insanity. These are the sort of things that happen. Dude at a car wash got his fucking throat cut over there, like, I don't know, last year or something.
Jesus.
He lived, he intervened in some kind of a fucking thing at the this laundromat, and he got his fucking throat sliced super bad, yeah, and like almost died, and this whole fucking thing.
Did I tell you about the laundromat I went to in California, in outside of Redwood City, going to an ROH show? I mean, Travis had to wash his clothes, had to. Right? Just had okay. to, we had to go to this laundromat on our way to the ROH show. So we leave early. How long
were you there that he had to wash clothes?
We were gone for like a week. This was at the latter part of it. So we stop, you know, we figure where this laundromat is on the way to the show. And we pull in this whole town. Every sign is in Spanish. I just pull in. Everybody's speaking Spanish. We're doing our laundry. Everybody's looking at us weird because obviously we're the only white boys. It's all Spanish. I kept on going out to check my car to make sure like nothing was going on because like there was people hanging out around it. And by and by, we just didn't dry the clothes.
What the fuck is this place? Everything's in Spanish. Oh, there it is. Laundromato. Okay. Good.
The GPS told us that our destination was on the left, so.
Elendromato.
But no, it was just like, we felt so out of place. You know what I mean? Like everybody was giving us these weird looks just because.
Well, yeah, we didn't belong.
Look at you,
white motherfuckers.
Yeah, so we left, and Travis had a bag of wet clothes.
You left before drying the clothes out of fear?
Not fear, just not fear, just out of awkwardness. Just plain awkwardness.
I don't know. Just be like, hola.
I don't know any. I'm from Canada.
You don't know hola?
No, actually, not until you just told me.
You know, como estas?
I know tu cerveza, por favor.
Yeah. I know that smoke is fumar or something.
Yeah. Really? When I was in Cuba, I would ask for two beers all the time.
I know a couple of fucking, I know a couple of things. I know how to say hello at least. Holy shit.
Gracias.
Yeah. Yeah, right. See, he knows a little bit.
Well, it's, yeah, but that was after. I went to Cuba after California.
¿Cómo estás? Every year after Triple Mania, I try to learn Spanish for like 2 days and then I give up. I'm like, that'd be awesome to be able to watch this in the Spanish. And
Hubris Vinovich makes it look easy.
It'd be dope if I could just like whip it out in places, you know, and like impress people and just be a fucking cunt. But I don't know what makes you be a cunt. I want to learn Spanish, you know, like a cunt. So, like, I want to use it.
Sorry, Jim, it's El Cunto.
Yeah, El Cunto. I want to go to like legit Mexican restaurants, which we have around here, and like fucking order in Espanol and shit.
Yeah.
People would be like, wow, that motherfucker's got his life together. He knows
Spanish. He's cultured.
He's cultured.
I went to a traditional Mexican restaurant in Washington. It was the first Mexican restaurant actually in Washington. It was really good. It was so fucking delicious. Everything was so spicy and so good.
Yeah. I haven't really fucking fucked around with them here. I don't get into it that much. I like it, but I'm much more having like Chinese food or something.
Oh, not me. Not me. Even outside of Levi's Stadium, we had some truck food, like these Mexican cuisine truck foods. Oh, so fucking good. I hate onions, but I loved them on this.
You hate onions?
I do. It's more of a texture thing. Or raw onions. I can't fuck with raw onions at all. I think it's the most putrid, fucking vile taste in the world. But yeah, though, the texture of onions really throw me off.
Well, there you go. I think it's on that bombshell. I think it's time to end.
Yeah, it's been a long episode, actually.
Has it really?
Probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah, no, fuck me. Anyway,
fuck me.
I'm gonna give shout outs to our friends in podcasting. This list gets fucking bigger and bigger. It does. In Search of My Lost Soul, Wrestling Overdose, Get in the Corner, Inhuman Experience, Shooting the Shiznit, Horror Cult Club, High Marks, I never did hear anything about that.
I checked out their feed. No, they've had an episode since March.
And then they did an episode with us like a month ago and never put it out.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm going to put a question mark next to them on my pod shout out list. Get it together, lads. regularly scheduled hostility, comedy suplex, dirt sheet dudes. Are they current? I don't know if they're current either. Question mark for you.
Y'all are soon losing the list.
Do they shout us out on that show? I know comedy suplex doesn't shout us out on their show, so I'm going to take them off. Take them off the list here. Much love, though, to Mikey G and Peach Machine. We love you, but if you ain't saying our name, I ain't saying your name. where are we at? Midwest Marks. Whose show is that? Oh, I think that was Rusty's show, but I don't think that's going anymore either. Delete. Smack it down. Yes.
Yeah.
They live forever, of course. Definitely.
Yes. Good friends.
Limbo cast.
Of course.
Essentially non-essential.
Of course.
Movies with D. What is Roach Knows
Everything? What is it? And this, we were just told about this, so we can be excused for not Roach knowing the name of this. Knows All. Yeah.
There you go. I knew that I would be stoned when I needed to remember, so I screenshotted it ahead of time. Teacher Stone Jim is going to be thankful for this. But I think that's it.
We should get together and play Rocket League again sometime soon.
Yeah, could do that. I'm totally addicted to this Deep Rock Galactic game, but we could probably do that. Not gonna happen. No, we could do that sometime. I'd be down for that. Do you have anything else to add before we depart? Good.
It's probably worth your while not to stick your dick in a plate full of pancakes after putting the syrup in, but go for it without the syrup.
Solid advice. I mean,
Unless
you're going to take a shower directly after.
I mean, you're still going to get it somewhere, and it's not going to be pleasant, I'm sure.
I did get kind of clean, dry syrup out of your pubes.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Dries up there, blocking
exactly.
Your mouth.
And then your dick blows up from too much urine. Bye, howdy.
But your next couple of peas all smell like maple syrup. So
yeah. Best time to get a girl to suck your dick, maple flavored.
There you go.
It tastes like bacon.
As always, we thank you for supporting the show, listening to this fucking nonsense.
Yep.
And, you know, showing love, buying shirts, donating on Patreon and all that shit. While we do avoid real world shit on this show, all of you, you know, people everywhere fucking who are in danger of shit, you know, our thoughts are with you.
Stay safe.
I don't know what to say.
Eat your vegetables.
Don't go down there.
yeah. Just stay home, eat your vegetables, drink your milk, and listen to SCL.
There you go. So, as always, we'll be back next week. Until then, may you get all the dick and or pussy desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other. And most importantly, fuck the police.